I have a question here from one of your fans in Denmark. His name is Sune Hansen. When your career ends, what do you want to be remembered for?
I think the greatest, you know, the greatest thing that you can ever be remembered for is the impact and things that you had on other people. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, with all of the men that I've been around, you know, to one day look back here and listen to men say that, you know, he was one of the people who helped change my life, is probably one of the greatest legacies to be remembered for.
Great. Jose Villalba from Monterrey, Mexico. Can you talk about how special this group of guys have been for the Ravens this year? What have you overcome and the challenge of facing the Patriots once again in the championship game?
Yeah, I think, you know, with everything that we went through, you know, the up and down roller coaster all year, the injuries and things that we went through, and we, you know, we just dealt with so much the entire year. And, you know, for us to fight, and now be back here, you know, with the same opportunity. You know, we was here last year in the same position. You know, we was a catch away, a field goal away, you know, from going to the Super Bowl. And for us to be back here, you know, shows how dedicated we were to get back to this point. And I just think I just tip my hat off and give credit to my team that no matter what we went through this year, you know, we fought to get back here.
Ray, there's, you know, a lot of talk about the Patriots up-tempo off. You know, looking at the league as a whole, our offense is pushing the offense more now than earlier in your career. And is it more challenging now to be a dominant defense?
Well, I think the thing is, you know, and we have to be very honest about it. You know, it favors them. You know, it favors the offense. You know, with the rules and all of the different things that's put in now. You know, defensively, you can't, you know, touch them here. You can't hit them high. You can't hit them low. You know, so it kind of favors them to pick up the pace and try to, you know, I call it kind of steal yardage. You know, throughout the game. And that's what kind of makes it hard, you know, because even if you're a defense, you make the perfect hit, you know, you get a flag 15 yards here, and because it's the pace is so fast, you know, we have to kind of slow the pace down, try to slow the pace down and, you know, line up. But if you watch the Houston game last week, you know, they was able to get people out of alignment. People were standing around on the goal line, which is supposed to be the hardest place you're supposed to score on, but it was the easiest place to them because they wasn't getting lined up and things. So I think it's kind of, you know, give or take.
Somebody took new offensive trends all around the league. Is that more so than earlier in your career?
Absolutely. You know, early in my career, honestly, you know, you just didn't have so many rules. You know, there's so many rules that's put in now, and you know, of course, I'm biased defense, you know, but there's so many rules that's put in now for the offense. So it helps them. It favors them a lot. So why wouldn't they do it? You know, I mean, you throw the ball downfield, you know, you favorable pass interference, you hurry up, you know, you get 12 men on the field, you rush. Yeah, so there's so many things that favors them. I mean, it's changed so much, you know, from early in my career to now.
Ray, can you talk a little bit about Tom Brady? Last week you faced Peyton Manning, now Tom Brady. What's the difference between both, and what challenges will Tom Brady present once again to you guys on defense?
I mean, you're talking about, you know, I mean, however you want to look at it, you're talking about arguably, you know, probably one of the top two or three quarterbacks of all time. You know, so when you go from Peyton Manning to Tom Brady, you go from 1A to 1A. You know, it's not like you get a drop-off. So I think our task is back up to the same task that we had last week. You know, how can you limit? Is he going to make plays? Absolutely. But you have to play the whole game. You know, you have to be patient enough to, you know, let them make plays and move on to the next play. You can't, you know, harp off one play back, good or bad. You know, you got to keep on moving because these are guys, you know, I always said, you know, they play chess matches. You know, and that's the thing that you have to be prepared to play when you get ready to play these guys because they understand the game so well. And, you know, playing against Brady, man, just watching him sometimes, you're always in awe of watching how good he really is.
Ray, I have a question here from Daniel Milby. What are you going to miss the most when you end your career?
Yeah, I think the brotherhood. There's nothing greater than the brotherhood. It's kind of what I teach, you know, try to preach in my locker room. You know, I understand we're in an age now where, you know, social media is kind of taking over, man. But I try to, you know, get my guys to really understand how close, you know, your locker room has to be. And when you come in the locker room, you know what I'm saying, understand who your brothers are, understand who the men you fight with, because that's the thing that you'll remember the most. The wars and the battles, they gonna always take care of itself. That's just competition, and most of us has been in that our entire lives. But what you always remember the most is those locker rooms and what they felt like and the commitments and the sacrifices you guys made. And that's the thing that when you're done with the game, you would definitely miss is what those locker rooms felt like.
Rick, why do you think that the game between you and the Patriots have been so close throughout the years? This year, it was a fantastic game in Baltimore. Last year, the championship game. Why are these teams always played down to the wire?
Yeah, I think you have two of the top teams. You know, you have two of the top teams for a long time now, and we know each other very well. So when we play each other, I mean, once again, it's that chess match. You know, they're going to make plays, we're going to make plays. And I just like, you know, our game here and then the championship last year, you know, it's always going to be one play here, one play there. And who makes that last play is going to win the game. So anytime we play each other, it's going to be a 60-minute ball game simply because, you know, we know each other very well. And both teams, you know, have great athletes on both sides of the ball who understand the game of football. And when you understand it like that, that's what I've always appreciated watching, you know, even in my years watching the old 49ers and the old Cowboys. You know, you just watch those great, great rivalries. And we have one of those rivalries going on with New England right now. And it's just special football when you see it from both sides on both teams.
Hey, Ray, do you feel that your teammates have given a little bit extra since you kind of announced that you're going to end your career after this season?
You know, I think, you know, it just brings focus, you know, on you know, you just never know. And for me to do it when I knew I was going to do it, you know, it was just time, you know. And I've always said that I wanted to, you know, leave the game on my terms. I wanted to come in and do it on my terms, but I was always respectful to my teammates to never hang that over their heads to say, oh, I'm leaving, and then don't leave. You know, I wanted to know that I was done. And now, you know, it's just a different focus. It's a different focus that we have that, you know, they know, you know, that the bottom line is after this year, well, no matter what happens, you know, this will be my last time putting on a uniform. And so it just brings a different focus of a different brotherhood on why you fight now. Because, you know, some memories will last forever, but then you know some things have to end. And for me, being in a Ravens uniform is definitely coming to an end after this year.
What did it mean for you for Peyton to wait for you after the game last week and talk to you?
Honestly, it's the greatest respect you can ever ask for, you know, warrior to warrior, you know, because of it's just the way it is. You know, me and Tom Brady last year when they won the championship, you know, me and him finding each other, you know, and me and Peyton are much closer because we spent a lot of time at Pro Bowls and things like that, really, you know, hanging out with each other. But it was just so much respect on how much I sat there and played with his son, you know, when he came in the locker room. And those memories, take the game out of it, those memories will be remembered for the rest of my life and his life, you know, knowing that you competed against, you know, one of the greatest warriors of all time. And just for him to wait, him and his wife and his family, just for him to sit there and wait, man, it just shows that it's so much bigger than the game. You know, a lot of times people put us in competition against each other, but it's really about the respect that we have for each other, and it's so a great, great deal of respect for him.
Ray, I have a question here from Gustav Kelsen. He asks, hey, Ray, what is the most extraordinary moment of your football career?
And you know what? You always have to ask yourself, you know, how can you always top the moment, you know, of hearing those famous words, and that is the Ravens, you know, has won the Super Bowl. You know, because when you play the game, that's what you play the game for. You play the game that so that one day you hear those words. And that's what I'm trying to get this team to go back and hear one more time, you know, so they can really feel what it feels like. Because once you hear it, like I try to tell all of them, your life will never be the same again. And that's what I'm trying to get these young guys to understand. Don't let the moments go by so fast. Cherish the moment. And that for me in my career, when you sum up my career, that can never be taken away from you. Once you're a champion, you're always a champion, and that's the probably greatest thing that I probably remember of all time.
Hello, Ray. This is Joe from Baltimore, man. Just a fan that was able to get on the call, man. I've been watching you since I was 9 years old, man. I appreciate everything you did, man. God bless you. And we're rooting for you. Win or lose, man. We love you.
Thank you, man. Absolutely.
Flacco, what do you think his confidence will be after winning the game the way he did with that, the way he played against Denver? How do you think his confidence will be in England this weekend?
If you can look at Joe's track record. Joe has progressed every year. You know, he's gotten better every game, and he's just growing up. He's growing up right before our eyes, and no matter how big the game is, the game never gets too big for Joe. You know, Joe is just Joe, and having a game like he had last week, hopefully it's a great carryover into this week, and he has a great opportunity, man, to etch his name, you know, into the record books right now of going and do something in the playoffs that no quarterback has ever done. And I'm glad just to be along the ride, because when you sit back and watch it, you watch this young kid growing up, and hopefully, preferably, he carries it over this week.
Ray, you once said that you would tell your children that you played against one of the best. Here you mean Tom Brady. Do you feel that you share a legacy with Tom?
Yeah, I mean, the legacy, like I said, you know, there are certain eras that you always come around through, and Tom and Peyton will always be known for the offensive eras, and I will be known for the defensive era of my time. And that's the thing that, you know, when me and my son sit back and talk about, I always sit back and I'm in awe of the way these guys play the game, and in awe of how we challenge each other, you know, back and forth for the chess match. And I just think it's a certain level of respect that I will always have for these guys, you know, because of the way they play the game, man. And, you know, you have to respect them. You have to respect them, because I put them up there at the highest of highs, you know. When their name goes down, the Hall of Fame would definitely be calling both of their names very quickly, and it's the reason why they played the game at such a high level. All right? All right. Thank you, guys.